All right, welcome to another Hooked on Drupal. Today is Friday, June 26th, and we have a full show today because we have a full cast and new members to Hooked on Drupal. Well, at least one. So Hillary, formerly Lacha, now Lewin, help me out. I'm terrible with names. This is not going to go well.
Lewandowski.
Okay, I can... We can do this. Well, at least it'll be spelled correctly when you're titled.
It's on the website.
It's on the website. You can. We already updated that, or we already had it?
I'm on top of it.
Someone actually updates the website. That's good.
That's what you guys hired me for.
Among other things, and we'll probably get into some of that today. So it is kind of the summer edition. We didn't go to DrupalCon this year. We went last year. Well, you guys did anyway. I heard some of the stories. It's a raucous time. I got the lowdown that Pantheon throws the best parties, and there was a lot. There's always a lot of craft beer float in parties, and then you see some demos and you come home. So we didn't do that, but we lived vicariously through the meetup through some other folks. But we're actually kind of busy, and everyone's been working on projects and developing stuff.
Yeah, we're, making money for the company instead of spending it at DrupalCon. But
all of that
been
boring.
Nice to go, but... Yeah,
work, yeah.
We're very busy.
We already know everything, and we know better than everyone else, so going to the DrupalCon, we would have just been frustrated hearing people talk about doing things wrong, so...
Yeah, and it is really, I'm glad you pointed that out. And it's very convenient to be the Drupal experts because, you're kind of done and you just produce websites for people in an expert fashion.
Yeah, we just type one thing in now. It's Compro website.
Yeah.
And we're done for the day.
We just really have to name them, though, which is kind
of... Which takes the other 7 hours of the day.
Yeah.
Just coming up with a name.
Right. So yeah, new workflows here in light of our expert status. Sounds like things are streamlined quite a bit. That's been a pretty popular blog post out there, the streamlined, Brad's streamlined blog post. And Hillary just launched her first blog post. Help me out, remind me.
Object-oriented programming.
For Drupal 8.
Yes.
So Drupal 8 is starting to become a... regular topic in people are starting to switch their style of programming developing. Or do you still think Drupal 7 when you attack a project?
Yeah, we're not going to use any Drupal 8 probably for a while. There's some Drupal companies or shops that have made their own sites on Drupal 8, but I don't know how many people are using it for production stuff for clients.
And even in Drupal 6 days, the views module, which everyone uses, has used a bunch of object-oriented structure for how it's written. So it's a useful thing to know.
And Hillary, did you write that just because we're like, hey, we need something about Drupal 8? Or was this something that you're digging into on your own?
It was more because I have an object-oriented more background than the other developers. So okay. I was supposed to teach them what I learned in college.
She
and then they're like,
us.
You need to write a blog post. Okay.
So what was it that your background, where did you come from that had more object-oriented as its focus or build?
Well, I got a bachelor's degree in computer science, but I did not spend very much time in the industry working with object-oriented programming, but I have the classic education for it.
Okay. So, yeah, and then, what is the alternative, or what was Drupal before 8 if it's not object-oriented? You could kind of turn it into that, but what was the...
Technically,
it's called procedural programming.
Okay.
So you kind of go through steps when you're programming for
instead of having these objects of code that can interact with each other. And
do I think you understand it better than I do, Shane?
Well, I can. I know how to keep talking. You know, that's something that I can do. Okay, so I mean that's a pretty interesting shift in methodology and in approach. And we've been shifting things around here as well. There's been some changes in focus. Brad, I know you've been digging into the discovery side of things and producing novels about the websites that people are going to eventually have.
Right. I've tried to avoid writing things or doing work. And in the process of doing that, I've written a few scripts that I could type things very quickly and get a lot of insights about potential and new customers' websites, and then I supplement that with things that are useful for designers and developers so that they can move forward with the project. So that's the ideal world, and we're not 100% sure that it's working great for every single project yet, but that's the ideal that we're working towards. And in the meantime, I'm just going to have 100-page documents that I can slam on tables and stuff. So
nice. Like,
hey, look, I did work.
A bunch of stuff.
So
yeah, I think clients are impressed by just raw weight. I mean, when you drop a big fat document on the table, they're like, "Hmm."
Those like giant rivets through it.
Yeah. Or if you have to, drill press through it so that you can get the big ring binder thing in there. I mean.
But yeah, like when we started this podcast, we were still the scrappy underdog, you know, like there's like three of us just sitting in one room and be like, okay, we need to make a website for a giant client. And now we're a team that's broken 10. We're growing really big. So we've had these discussions internally, and Alex is guiding us in a way to for a growth strategy. So we're specializing. Chris is going to focus more on theming nowadays, and Hillary and Dan are doing more of the back-end programming. So we've kind of got these roles that we're trying out, and that'll be an interesting thing to see how it works as we move forward.
Yeah, growing team, and I mean, with that, it sounds like we get to specialize a little bit more than we did in the past. Yeah, between the three of you, how do you see that breaking down? And you can talk about Dan too, even though he's not here. That's fine. So discovery with Brad, and then is there other focus or specialization that's going to change?
Well, you'll be focusing on like site building and development stuff.
Right. So like the initial, make the whole skeleton and everything work. And then Chris will take it over and make it pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, and do things that Brad doesn't like.
Right. But you don't have a say.
But he won't see it. Yeah.
Doing things that Brad doesn't like.
It's so far removed from him now.
Is your specialty now.
Yeah.
Also known as theming, or okay.
That'd be it.
Yeah. Well, and Brad had. I mean, Brad, do you have to just by default? Do you concede on? The use of different theming approaches, or
I wouldn't call what he does conceding,
or just jabbing continually.
Just writes things on the whiteboard.
That's not the way I would do it.
Shows them to me. Yes. Yeah.
Look, stripy and pagey. It's right there.
So you're more of a manager now. That's
I hope not.
That'd be pretty scary.
Yeah.
That was a weighted question.
Yeah, it was. Barbara Walters.
I might end up doing things that Chris doesn't really care whether I do or not. So like I'm kind of the backup themer, I think. And when we have to do projects that are in a remote desktop machine, I'm the guy who ends up doing them now, I guess.
And
then they do
I'm
real
sorry
work.
That makes you so sad.
It does make me so sad.
I know it's no fun.
Well, I appreciate your candidness in describing how this new relationship is going to work.
Yeah, we're at completely different ends of the spectrum now. Like
and
you started.
And the dev room.
Yeah.
It's a packed, it's a packed house in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it used to be just Andy, and
right.
Yeah, it's like we've shifted. So now
there's four developers.
We're gonna try to get four people crammed into Andy's design room.
Well, so table used to be in there.
Oh yeah, yeah, this is the conference room. And we're talking about new office space. I mean, I don't know if we should reveal that on the podcast, but we just did.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Can't edit this
thing. Yeah. We were looking at, you know, some, what was it, like a 70,000 square foot warehouse out in Warren somewhere. You know,
yeah, we're just like a foot, like trendy, with cash, yeah.
Football
right?
field, yeah. You know, and then have like five desks in the center.
Yeah.
Have room for rollerblading. Yeah. Around the outside.
You have to walk a half mile to get to the office.
Can you put a half pipe in there?
There you go.
That sounds pretty good, yeah.
I don't think any of us would skateboard.
No, so. We'd have to hire a skateboard. Well, we have interns now. We have interns who can skateboard. Actually,
Michael, can skateboard.
Michael Zhang just walked by. So, Michael, come on into the show. You're going to get interviewed impromptu. Come on. This is part of your internship. Yep. We're very kind to our interns. And you can have my seat right here. Go right ahead. So, Michael, this is our Hooked on Drupal podcast show. And you're going to get interviewed really quick. Now, I know you're working with me on the marketing side, but the rest of the team here may not know you that well. So let's just take a minute and, you know, get acquainted.
Who should interview? Because I'm not a good interviewer.
All right, let's all ask questions. I'll start off. What's your favorite flavor of Jolly Rancher?
What's the red one called? Is that one cherry?
There's a cherry one. There's a pink, like a pinker red strawberry, and there's like a reddish watermelon. So
I know your Jolly Ranchers.
Heck yeah.
But don't let them dominate. You know, if you want the red one, just
if your favorite flavor is red, we'll go with it.
I like the cherry one and the blue one, but I guess I like the blue one more.
Okay.
What's the blue one called? Is it blue raspberry?
Sure, we'll go with that. I like the colors.
I'll ask the food question. Did you get asked a food question during your intern interview? Like, if you have a plate of food, and they'll say there's burger and fries, will you eat the burger and the fries kind of at the same time, or will you eat all the fries first and then the burger?
I like to take turns and eat a little bit of each.
Okay.
So is there a classical category for that now? Is it a personality?
Generally,
type?
Creatives will eat everything. And developers
together.
Will eat one thing first and then move on to the next thing.
Okay. And so Michael has been placed more in the marketing design.
Yes,
side
so that makes there. Sense. That fits.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
All right. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
I'm pretty good with like most kinds of music. I like to listen to music that's more instrumental, whether that's like orchestra or like focusing on one kind of instrument, like maybe brass or like violin.
Okay. Do you play an instrument?
Yeah, I play the trombone in our school. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Those are excellent. I mean, very succinct answers. Now here's the big one, and I think this is the big differentiator. Michael, you're playing a first-person shooter game. You have weapons selection. Do you go for the machine gun or the sniper rifle?
Are those the only two?
There's a low inventory. It's a low inventory. You have to pick between the two.
It would depend on the playing style I feel that day.
Okay.
Based on the map also.
Okay.
If I feel like it would be more strategic to use a sniper rifle, I would probably choose that. But if I feel more like just getting in there, like trying to take out the enemy, I'll choose the machine gun.
And I feel the energy on the ladder. You want the machine gun. You really do. And that's good because the machine gun is the marketing tool of choice.
Right now, fire till you hit something,
yeah.
Right?
And what is one of the projects Michael is working on right now for me is a replenishing of ammunition. What is the super interesting project that we have you working on right now?
You're having me look for Twitter handles?
That's right, and collect as many as possible. There's like a limitless supply, right?
I guess, I don't know. Yeah.
They just keep making them. All right, Michael, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And we'll catch up shortly.
Sorry that we made you do that.
Yeah.
Well, that Shane made you do
that. I did. It is. Yeah. You can't apologize for me.
I just did. It's on the podcast.
Okay. Very good. And let's see. We're moving right along. So, yes.
So we're a reasonably Drupal-ish podcast, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Drupal.
Yet. Seriously, people have mentioned before. It takes us a while to get to the meat, you know. So we should put like at 16 minutes.
Is that what?
At 16 minutes.
We sound the Drupal alarm.
We sound the Drupal alarm.
We should have
one.
Yeah. It's like drip
sound or something.
Project Rusty Lion is getting so inflated. First it was just a button, and now there's like confetti and smoke machines and a alarm.
So we're turning into a rave.
Yeah.
Where are the bracelets?
Like, guys, Drupal.
Oh, back
Drupal.
To Drupal.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Drupal.
Okay, so have you seen any new cool contrib modules? Have you used any contrib modules that maybe impressed you?
I did see that WYSIWYG Fields module yesterday in the drop. I didn't get a chance to use it, but I think the idea is that you can embed any Drupal field in the WYSIWYG. I don't know if that's good or bad. It sounds like it could be really cool for some stuff and then super evil for other things. So I'll have to give that a shot and maybe on the next one report back.
I did just use conditional fields. And while it's useful, it's not full featured yet. So I had requirements that when something was chosen, different radio buttons for the same fields would show. And conditional fields doesn't really let you do that. So I had to make a new field for each set of radio buttons just to get what I had to do quickly.
So it
kind of works. Yeah. It kind of inflated how many fields were on that content type, but I made it work.
Did it also create this weird thing under structure called field dependencies or something? I saw it on the site, and
yes.
It was like this huge, crazy list.
It put stuff in features for
me,
so.
Okay.
I did not look through that file, though.
Gotcha.
I just believed that it would work.
It seemed to.
Yeah, that's good.
Very
yourself.
Cool. I barely know what Drupal is anymore.
Now the script that you had written to gather information does reach out to... is it Flickr?
Yeah, there are a couple of services, and at a certain point, I wanted to avoid doing real work long enough that I was looking at even further going into like the LinkedIn API and stuff. But I'm using Bing. Is it? That's a web search engine by Microsoft.
So kind of like Excite?
It's kind of like Excite. Yes.
Also Vista.
It's very Lycos-ish.
Okay.
So it pulls in 50 results based on whatever search term you have, and then it uses Phantom.js, and it takes snapshots of each of the images, and it finds the color palette of them, and then for each site it does a really kind of rudimentary keyword analysis, so you get like the top 5 keywords that are associated with a particular site. And so you can kind of do this very quick competitive intelligence to say, hey, if I'm building decks in Michigan, or if I'm doing some particular thing and I put that as search term in, this is what the sites are looking like. This is the words that are being used by these people to describe their work. In some cases, if they have very good search engine optimization, then you can kind of steal their the words that they're using and the phrases that they're using to do that. So it's one piece of it.
Sure. No, that's a cool in-house tool to have as part of discovery. And, you know, on the marketing side, I play around a lot of stuff that we kind of went back and forth. Like, I'm using some of the SEMrush and Moz, their tools. But it's, you know, for a marketer, there's a lot of GUI clicking that I have to do to produce a PDF that tells me, you know, whose keywords are what. But it sounded like you had a pretty streamlined command line. Like, it just does it and... like 10 minutes you get a...
Yeah, it's just running over on the left-hand side of my screen while I'm doing other things.
Yeah, and then just it produces a, is it kick it out to a CSV for your keywords or?
It makes an HTML report that I can copy and paste into Google Docs and then make a pretty looking report.
Gotcha. Well, and usually while we get into the deep dive on Drupal, I glaze over and I try to look like I still know what's going on. And I was holding in my mind the one thing that I actually did see recently that intrigued me. But Chris had shown me a new module from, it's from the Acquia folks, right?
Part of their Lyft. Acquia contributed it back to Drupal.org. And it's, I think it's what powers their Lyft. Well, not powers it, but it's part of their Lyft platform.
Yeah.
And it was, it had more stuff than I thought it was going to have in it. You could create those, you can create a campaign and turn it on and off and add different, I don't know all the marketing terms. You might have to help me out with these.
Yeah, no, I was pretty impressed with, I mean, basically it's collecting information then allowing you to do personalization on site visitors.
Yeah, and you could do it based on a user field, like if the user was logged in and you create a user field on that user with like what country they were from or something.
Yeah.
And had that built in, and you could
switch. And it could pull from the cookie too, right?
Yeah, I think it had some cookie integration, and then there was another one for you could add a parameter at the end of the URL, and it would adjust the page based on that.
Right. So that's pretty, yeah, and that gets into like, campaign personalization. So, pretty interesting stuff that, I'm used to seeing in all of the marketing automation tool sets. Having that functionality in your base site is kind of the next step that, unless you built your whole platform on, that's where it's competing against the Adobe Marketing Cloud or something like that. Whereas normally the marketing automation just runs on a subdomain and you don't get that in your real site.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
Yeah, I was very impressed by how much it actually had out of the box. You could build geolocation stuff on top of it, I'm sure, or other ways to change the page.
Right. Well, is the summer kind of a downtime normally? But, I mean, it sounds like you guys are pretty busy.
It usually is, but this year...
Summer's always busy.
Is it?
Like,
I can't remember.
The fall are often really kind of... Oh, the spring's busy.
Traditionally, like, the end of the year is our slowest time. Yeah. But it always seems like summer slows down, minus this year.
We have too many school websites that
want to
get done before August. Yes. Yeah.
That's the problem this summer.
Right, okay.
So problem. Yeah. Good thing. But.
It's a good problem.
Yeah.
To sort of call back to DrupalCon, there was a really good presentation. Was it Jeff Eaton? Was that his?
Yeah.
Right. About the body field and about how, about structured content stuff. And one thing that we found internally just in trying on different sites and working with clients is the paragraphs module is really cool and it's got a lot of potential. It's not quite to like the same standard of, having a WYSIWYG that somebody can just go in and do stuff to. People grasp WYSIWYGs immediately because they've used Microsoft Word and stuff.
Yeah.
With paragraphs, you have a lot more flexibility and a lot more ability to structure things. Chris, tell me some of the things that you've found in your experiments with paragraphs.
For the most part, every site that I've put it on, the clients that I then show, they get it and they like it. And we have made some bundles that we put on every site, like a heading and a long text field and a media field, which is very handy. So they can embed like a video and then drag it up and down to move it around on the page.
So rude to the block quote field.
The block quote field. Yeah, I don't really like the block. I mean, I've never had a... I haven't had a site in a while that someone required a block quote. Sorry, block quote bundle that I didn't mention you.
So you've added bundles on top of...
I have. I've added a block bundle, so you can just embed any block on the site within the body field.
We showed off the paragraphs recently as a demo to a potential client, and I think they got it. And you know, people have played with enough web interfaces that are a little bit more advanced, where you get a one-to-many relationship where you can keep making things. Yeah. And it was cool.
And you like the structured field idea as opposed to the WYSIWYG, don't you?
Well, just for efficiency. I mean, once you get something that works, you don't want to have to rethink it each time.
Yeah.
But it's cool to see that much control at the build point of a piece of content, but still keeping it organized. Well, we're running out of time here. We got about a minute maybe to wrap up. Anything else noteworthy as we look forward to the rest of this summer going into...
We're bound to be too busy to have one of these for a while.
Yeah, it could take a while.
I think we're kind of coalescing around the paragraphs like we were just discussing. So like, there are a couple of things that could really take it from being a cool experience to a game changer. And we'd like to be part of that. So I think that could be happening.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it seems like we have enough. I don't know where you guys find the time, or it's the interest that, you know, you're always going in and finding the next cool thing that we can use on our sites. And not rehashing the same way it's been done before. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the summer edition of Hooked on Drupal. Full cast today. I'm Shane, the marketing guy, and your host. But we did have the addition of Hillary Lewandowski.
Yes.
Lewandowski.
Can you mess up my name too?
Yeah.
I feel left out.
Chris Cooler is here.
I like
as well.
It.
If you could hit my name accurately.
And Brad Cerniak.
Wow.
Pull that out.
So that's well, and we can't forget Michael Zhang, who also joined us today.
Yes.
And actually Michael is quite an accomplished member of DECA, which, and real quick, what does that stand for, Michael?
It used to have a meeting, but then they said like they don't want the meeting anymore. So that's just
But it's really like it's a business development, like young entrepreneur community. Yeah. So we're very fortunate to have a growing team full of interns ready to bring their youth and enthusiasm to the crew here. And I'm sure we'll have more stories for you in the future. Thanks for joining us.